yes, 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 yes. Happy Sunday, happy Sunday. Today is Sunday. Yes, today is Sunday. Today is Sunday, we'll be in October the 24th. A nice, nice day. We've been having nice full moons. I hope you all been out getting and enjoying it, getting that vitamin D from the moon. We don't, not only do we get vitamin D from the sun, but we also get it from the moon too as well. So, how's everyone doing this weekend? I hope everyone had a wonderful weekend and getting ready to start off your week. Getting ready to start off your week and hope and pray that it is a prosperous week. Today's topic is going to be about our beliefs and how it stunts our growth from time to time. Like, what is it that you do or you have done that you have been taught to do for many, many years and that you have done for many years and it stopped you from, you know, going further or doing something different in your life? There's a lot of people that do that type of thing, that just, you know, hold on to their beliefs and what they have been taught, and that's one of the reasons why they can't move forward, because they're afraid of adjusting or changing into a new atmosphere or just doing something totally different. You know, in life, we tend to hold on to things that is not good for us. And that's a lot of us and a lot of different situations that we go through and that we endure. People don't realize those type of things. When we hold on to stuff that is not for us, we need to adjust and try to do something else different, not just keep doing the same thing over and over again and expecting to get a different result. It's like this is a deja vu. Like, this is a topic that I have talked about before. But I do genuinely see a lot of different things that goes on social media with a lot of different people. They tend to ask for help, but then when you give it to them, they don't try to get that type of help that they need. And, you know, it's just up to them. And then they just, like, I guess maybe they want to stay in that misery or something. Maybe that's what it is. But I don't know for sure if that's the case. Like, I don't think people want to be miserable, but they just don't want to get to the point of the adjustment of just, like, changing and doing something totally different. I was like that when I, you know, and I'm still like that from time to time. But when I see that things are not allowing me to grow, I tend to, you know, try to maneuver myself a little bit better. To doing something totally different. Just try to do something out of the ordinary. Then sometimes I'll just go and do something out of the ordinary just to, you know, to get out of that stagnant mindset of keep doing the same thing over and over again so I can see how something else different would feel. Case in point, maybe it's a certain way that people eat on a day-to-day basis. Some people tend to eat a whole lot. Some people don't. Some people don't eat enough. Some people don't get enough exercise. Some people don't get enough sunlight, moonlight. Some people don't drink enough water. There's a lot of different things that we tend to lack in and doing, and we expect for something else different to happen, but we don't stay consistent in it or whatever. Because we are so accustomed to doing the things that we were taught to do or what we believe that is right for us to do. Case in point, you know, I hate to bring up the point of religion and stuff like that, but then again, I don't, because the simple fact is you got to get to the point of knowing your history and knowing all the different things, the mechanisms of, you know, different avenues of how you learn things or what you were taught for so many, many years of how to do. Case in point, let's say we're going to bring this up to the point of the military. A lot, we were always taught that the military was created to protect this country, or, you know, and its assets and people that's here. People are going into the military to fight for their country and stuff like that. But we've been taught that, and that's our belief, and that's what we have allowed ourselves to believe in our mental, not knowing or not realizing that that's not really the case or what we really believe in that we should do. Because don't nobody believe in going into somebody else's, we don't believe in to the point of stealing something from somebody or taking something from somebody that don't belong to us, invading somebody else's space, invading somebody else's territory. See, America was built on that, with the point of coming over here and the Europeans come over here to invade the Indians' territory and so forth. And who's to say that that was the right thing? That wasn't the right thing to do at that particular time. Who's to say? But we just know that's not right at all across the board. That's not right. And we tend to talk about it, but then again, we look over it. Like, you know, in some places that we go to and we see people, we don't realize that our ancestors and people before us or whatever, they helped allow this to happen. Now, don't get me wrong. A lot of our ancestors was doing stuff just for the point of survival. But we're in a state now, this is 2021, and people are still, African Americans are still signing up to go into the military. And I know that it's going to the point of saying, hey, you know, to get an education, have a career, so forth and so on. But there's not other countries that we know of that's coming over here taking our stuff or invading us or so forth and so on. Like, people just want to live and just be prosperous and multiply and just to grow and exchange and we trade and do things with one another, not just to the point of just like going and taking somebody else's belongings and stuff. I don't even think that the military sits people down and tell them that. I have a lot of different family members that's in the military, that have been in the military and stuff like that, and they can say what they want to say, but that's just the truth. Like, it really, really, it's really, really sad. Like, some of our beliefs and stuff has stunted a lot of our growth, and we don't realize those type of things. We just go along with it because it sounds good. We just do those things because it sounds good. A friend of mine posted on social media the other day about, to the point of, why do they take up tithes and offering in churches? First of all, why do they even have a church? Like, they can't explain those type of things. They're just going on to the point because everything that is created by man, they have become to the point of it monetized, meaning like they receiving some type of money or benefit from it or whatever. Case in point, like marriage. I was on TikTok the other night, and a lot of different people don't know that marriage is when you become as one, when you and another person exchange that bodily, you know, and y'all or whatever, it's sex. That's what marriage is. So the Europeans put a name on it to the point of saying marriage was to the point of making money off of, hey, you get married, you pay all this money, but then like whenever you get a divorce, you got to fight teeth and nail with one another and not to be able to get along. You got to fight amongst the family and so forth and separate the point of your assets. Like, people don't realize stuff. We just go off of what we were taught and what, you know, just our belief and not realizing those type of things. People might ask me and say, well, why did you get married? Okay, me and my husband, we got married. But at the same time, like, the reason why we got married on paper is because the simple fact is when we get older, you know, you won't be able to draw my Social Security and I'll be able to draw his Social Security. You know, vice versa in that aspect. Not to the point of saying that we get married because we're becoming as one at that particular day. We became as one when we decided to have sex. Like, people need to realize and start teaching their kids and their grandkids and all those type of people what marriage is. You know, it could be to the point like some type of commitment. Now, here lately, we've been seeing a lot of different people get married at very, very early ages. Get married to the point of, I think a guy was like 47 years old and he married somebody that was 19 or something like that. Or so, I don't know, to each of their own, you know. In other cultures, I guess they do that type of thing or whatever the case may be. But you got to think about the point of, has this person grown mentally? Are their emotions all in the same place? Why would you want to marry somebody that hasn't fully developed to the point of a mental of their emotions. We are all still growing within that, but I think it comes to the point of a common understanding with that type of mechanism of saying, hey, I'm finna marry this person, I'm gonna be with them for the rest of my life. Now, when I was coming up, the belief was for, hey, you don't have sex before marriage. That was the, like, why did they even say that? Like, if you go back to the point of the Bible and Adam and Eve, it's just to the point when a person goes into a tent, and that's where marriage was compensated at. Like, those people exchanged the point of saying, hey, we're going to be committed to each other. We're going to have sex, and that's what it is. A lot of people out here is married, and they don't even know it. Like, having sex with all these different people, you're married to them. I done did it. You done did it. Your grandma done did it. Everybody done it. But we need to get to the point of having some type of understanding what it is. Stop going off of what the point of beliefs and what people have taught you. You need to research and try to get some type of understanding. Don't just go off of whatever. Stop going to and thinking that it's okay, you know, because you got to think about it. I might have a loving spirit, or I might have a hating spirit, or something like that. But then I done been with somebody else that done had a hating or grudgeful hearted or demonic spirit or whatever the case may be that they're dealing with. Then I'm taking it and I'm giving it to somebody else. We're just exchanging those marriages, those spirit amongst all of us. All because we're going by beliefs. And not to the point of knowing what it is. Like, you know, if you get a chance and, you know, and I want people to start asking me questions about that, because I research a whole lot, and I'm not saying that I am correct about a lot of this stuff, but I'm telling you, I'm down to it, teeth and nail with it. And it's just like, cause I'm just like wondering, like, I don't like to go off of what somebody else done told me. I like to research and try to get some type of understanding myself, cause I've been going to church for so many years and stuff like that. And I just never did understand what are we here for? We got a bunch of corrupt people in a sanctuary and asking, talking to this other person about whatever that they have going on, or what they done experienced, or what they acknowledge, or they understand it. When I can read and I can get some type of understanding myself, if I got to ask questions, maybe I can send them a text or shoot them an email or something like that. I don't have to do all that going to no building. That's just something that the Europeans have allowed to make to the point to make money off of. Like, people don't realize that type of stuff. Then we got, you know, like, even with the point of going to school, you know, institutionalized. And our belief was to the point, like, if you hurt somebody or whatever. No, of course, we don't want people out here just going around just hurting people. We want it to be stopped at some point in time. But not to the point that you want to have somebody, you holding people in a cage against their will and stuff like that. It got to be stopped in some type of way or whatever the case may be. And maybe it came to the point of it being death. Like, people are not realizing the whole big picture of things that we pay tax money to, that we support. And we don't realize that it's causing us more harm than it is good. What are some more things that we carry on with to the point of belief with? Here's another one. And this was the stupidest one of them all, I think. They go to the point of social media telling each one to say, hey, listen, when you were in a household with a family, do the man supposed to eat first or do the children supposed to eat first? Like, first of all, why we can't just sit down and eat together? And why in the world are we having a question to the point of who's supposed to eat first? Now, back in the day, the reason why they allowed the men, the black men in the black culture, in the African-American culture, to eat first is because they were bucks. And they had to have something to give them nutrients to get out there in those fields to keep from master cracking a whip, you know, across their back and stuff like that. Of course, like within the wives and stuff like that, some of the wives had to give some of the men their breast milk in order to give them the nutrients. Like, I don't know. It's a lot that people don't realize that we accumulated from slavery that we brought into today. And you got kids out here now don't even know what it has going on. One young girl say, I'm going to feed my kids first. By all means, you know, as a mother, you're going to want to, if you don't have enough, you're going to want your child to eat first, because then you got to think about it. The Europeans made it to the point of, and us and women too, made it to the point of black men not being in the household. So why would you be worried about it if you're going to have to get a man something? Because he ain't there anyway. They, you know, society has made it where he can't stay in the household with a single mom. Only benefits will be for a single mom. It wouldn't be for a husband and a wife in a family or whatever. So the man is not there. So why would you even be bringing up that question? Like, it's good to sit down and talk to your kids and your, you know, even some of the older adults about a lot of different situations, because they have held on to their beliefs from way back then. We're in a new era. Times have changed. Time never stopped. So you got to remember that time never stops. So since it never stops, you got to adapt yourself to what's going on in society. And I'm not saying adapt yourself to things that's going to cause harm or degrade the greater good of what creation has created for us. I'm saying, you know, to the point of adapting yourself for what's best for us. Why are we making crazy decisions or sitting down or having a debate about who's supposed to be fed first? Why we can't just sit down and break bread amongst each other? We help each other out. It's so much to the point of division that people don't realize that it's causing more harm than good. Like, if my husband have done went out and worked all day, or whatever the case may be, of course I'll sit down and I done cook the food and stuff like that, and I'm going to fix his plate or whatever, run his bath water, do whatever. And I would expect for him to do the same thing for me. Or even if my kids been out to the point of playing sports all day or whatever, doing that thing. That's something that they like to do, but they're running and they're doing all different activities. I remember, y'all, way back when my son was like 11 years old and I ran his bath water, and he was like, "Mom, what you ran my bath water for?" I said, "I feel like you did a good job on that field today, baby." He didn't even know how to act. He didn't know. He said, "Is something in this water?" I'm just saying, like, you just got to look at the whole big picture of how things is and what beliefs that we have attached ourselves to that has caused us more harm than pain. Another crazy belief is, to the point that we adapted ourselves to, was if a man don't work, then he don't eat. Okay, they done took it from a scripture in the Bible and they took it all out of context, meaning like to the point that if a man don't work, that means man or woman, if you don't work for whatever that you have, and it's not, you don't till the ground and plant it and stuff like that. That's what they were talking about. Even in today's society or whatever, to the point, if you don't go to work and you don't get, you're not able to purchase the food that you want to eat. These people here have taken it totally out of context. They done made it to the point that if this man don't work, he ain't gonna get nothing. You're just gonna let the man be out here and just be hot, starving and hungry. Like, people don't think about stuff like that. I don't want to live in a society where I see that nobody's not eating. Now, don't get me wrong, I come across a lot of different people that's straggling on the road and stuff like that. And my heart goes out to anybody that's going through anything of that nature, because the simple fact is, we don't know what that person has endured in order to get into that situation. We just know that at the time, they may be going through a rough time. Maybe it was drugs, alcohol, infidelity, some type of crime, so forth or whatever. That's the reason why that person is in that situation. Or even to the point that, you know, maybe they just get to the point of getting tired. It's crazy that we don't look at things from an emotional standpoint when it comes down to hurting one another. Long as that person is not hurting you, then you okay with it. Some people can lay down at night and don't think about the next person. And I'm not saying for you to get yourself all tied up in a point that you can't fix the world, because it takes all of us to fix everything that's going on in the world, situation in the world. The world is suffice for itself. Like the grass and stuff and all the other stuff, the moon will come out, the sun, they don't need none of us to do nothing. It suffice ourselves. I posted it on social media probably about 2-3 o'clock this morning that, you know, everything is already provided that we need it. All this other stuff is commercialized, and this is some things that we want. Even these, like, to the point of these big houses, cars, shoes, clothes, jewelry, just all kind of crazy things that's out of the ordinary. All those things are wants. They're not needs. Because you can just take some grass and cut down some trees and some limbs and stuff and make shelter. Like, people don't think about stuff like that. They just going on to the point of what they believe in. Oh, I'm supposed to have, a man supposed to make six figures. I'm supposed to have a big old house. I'm supposed to have this. I'm supposed to have that. Like, people don't realize all these things that we desire or whatever we have going on. Those are all wants. They're not needs. It's a lot that we have going on nowadays that we become so commercialized that within the point of our beliefs, and it stunts our growth. It stunts our growth so bad. It really does. It really does. Circumstances that we go through, different circumstances that we go through, different trials and tribulations, we adjust to those. If it gets to the point that you're backed against a corner or whatever the case may be, most people, they come out fighting. Or they, some people just like some type of animals. If you back them, that animal in the corner, it goes in its shell and try to wait until it's time to come out. But when it comes down to humans and stuff like that, some people do that. Some people do that. They put themselves in a shell or whatever. Then they decide to come out, or maybe they don't want to deal with those type of people anymore. And I'm going to the point of, you know, with the point of another thing that we follow is the point of belief of talking back to your parents. Now, I was always brought up to the point you respect your elder, meaning like elder. Elder not in age, elder as in wise. Because you got some people that are out here 60 and 70 years old and still ain't known. They're not elder. They're elder in age. They're not elder in to the point of experience in life. Or maybe they have been experienced in life. They just choose not to even adapt to what they've been taught. They just going off of whatever. Oh no, so and so this and that. I just don't understand that type of thing. It's so many different things that goes on that's in life that we attach ourselves to that is beliefs, and it's causing us not to move forward and go to the next level. Like, sometimes we got to let that shake that shit off and let it go. Like, I don't understand that. I had a friend of mine, her mom, she's always with the point, the same thing. That's what she talked about. You know, these children out here are so disrespectful. They don't respect their elder and stuff like that. Don't get me wrong. If you see somebody older or something like that or whatever, it's just a common courtesy. You can say yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, hold the door open. That's just for anybody. I hold the door open for a 13-year-old, a 10-year-old, a baby, a 2-year-old that's walking through the door. Or whatever. You just got to give that person, give people respect or whatever. But you got a lot of older people that held on to the point that just because they are older in age means that a person's supposed to respect what they have going on. Because 9 times out of 10, a lot of these people that's older than us, they ain't have no respect for us today. They don't have no respect now. They didn't have no respect then. They did all kind of crazy stuff. And then they want you to take stuff and sit it over to the side and act like they ain't did it. Like in the town that I live in, it's been a lot of killings and stuff like that or whatever. People been, you know, causing harm, shooting each other or whatever the case may be. And it's just like, it's a lot of different situations. The first thing that people want to say is that people are just shooting and killing each other for no reason. There's always a reason for a person to act out, but there's never a reason to take another person's life. Case in point, like, you know that you've been out here doing God knows what with God knows who. They done made it to the point that they done looked over the point of missus and made it side chick and the other man or that thot or whatever the case may be over there. Now, don't get me wrong. You know, some people, they can't take pain and discomfort and out of place. Some people can't hold themselves and they're going to retaliate because of the simple fact is that's their emotion. You have attacked their emotion. You don't know. They don't know what to do with it. That's their emotion. So you want me to just sit over here on the side and I like none of you ain't do none of this and none of this has not happened. people can't sit down and talk amongst each other and rationalize things out anymore, because the simple fact is, the first thing is, I'm finna get rid of you because you don't try to get rid of me. Going back to the point of people are holding on to their beliefs to the point, hey, you know, you live by the gun, you die by the gun, you do something to me, or whatever the case may be, I need to do something to you. I believe in that to a certain extent. Like, when it get to the point, now, don't get me wrong, if you do something to me and I do it back to you, ain't no use you looking all ugly and crazy behind it, because you shouldn't have never did it. But when it get to the point that if something that you can walk away from, by all means, walk away from it. There's no use to you trying to carry out that same type of pain or do the same thing to that other person, because I'm not finna go to prison. I'm not finna allow myself to be out of place, not being able to enjoy the rest of the time that I'm here on earth, behind somebody else's foolishness. I'm just not finna do it. Back in the day, I probably was like young, kind of hot-headed and stuff like that. And even back then, it wasn't even that case, because sometimes I used to just look at people. Just look at them. I used to do that with my first husband within the point. Just look at him or whatever the case may be. We get into it fussing and fighting and arguing, but some of that stuff was just like, it was just a waste, man. It's a waste. I'm not finna fuss and argue with you about something. Yeah, your heart is attacked, your emotion is attacked, and you tend to want that person to feel what you feel. But sometimes it's best to just walk away and not even deal with it. Don't hold on to that or whatever the case may be. And if I move on, I move on. That's just what it is. I just done moved on. People don't realize those type of things. When they do that type of stuff, they hold that stuff and they don't try to deal with their emotions and stuff like that, then they retaliate. That's why it's best not to try to do nothing to nobody else, because you don't know what that next person might do. That next person might take you out behind some foolishness. That's just something for you guys to think about. We hold on to beliefs like it's crazy. It's like, it doesn't make any sense. It just doesn't make any sense. Another belief is, you know, like the different food that we eat and stuff like that. We've been eating hog maws, chitlins, cornbread, greens, and stuff like that. Don't get me wrong. That food is good. I still indulge into it from time to time myself. But it's besides the hog maws and the chitlins and stuff. A lot of that stuff, when it deal with pork and stuff, I don't be fooled up with it. Because first of all, it take too long for the food to digest. Then you be feeling so bad later on. Your body be pulsating and stuff. I know it's for me. I don't know about for nobody else. But the first person that you used to see when you go to the dialysis clinic is an African-American person. Because then I ate all these chitlins and hog maws, and their intestines is tore up. And their body is full with all that stuff, and they just can't move forward. They just can't move forward. They're in pain, and they haven't digested it and stuff. So people don't realize those type of things. They're just going off of what they back in the day. That's why the Europeans, that's all they gave the Spaniards and Europeans and stuff. That's all they gave African American people, was that type of food. And so they just ate the leftovers, what was left, the guts and the butts and stuff like that, the feet and the toes and all that. That's what we don't have to do that now. Now we're living in a society where we have the opportunity to get out and try to grow our own, you know, produce and fruits and stuff like that. We have the opportunity to do that, but we choose not to. We become so commercialized. We'll go to the store and get that stuff. And 9 times out of 10, I hate that I'm not at home more, because I would grow more of my fruits and vegetables and stuff like that. I try to usually get mine from a farmer's market, or maybe my fruits and vegetables from somebody that I know that's growing it in their yard, in the backyard and stuff like that. We don't have all the different types of pesticides and stuff like that, or where people have been like in the stores and stuff, they done put all this stuff on it to make it last so it can look good when you go in the store to pick it up. And 9 times out of 10, if you're going and buying it from the store, they done added something to it or sprayed something on it to hold it. I remember me and my husband went to get some lime. We like to drink lime water. And the limes, they didn't last 3 days. Like, This is crazy. It was beginning to be hard and stuff, and it's and fruits and vegetables don't supposed to do that type of thing or whatever. You know, back in the day, you can usually keep fruits and vegetables probably about 2 weeks. Nowadays, no ma'am, no sir, three days at the max, maybe a week. You doing it good at a week or whatever. So we got to get to the point of stop holding on to beliefs and thinking that it's helping us. It's stunting our growth. We're not able to grow. We're not thinking about the point of trying to grow our own crops or advancing to our mind and doing better things for ourselves. Another thing is not enjoying life, period. Some people work so hard or whatever the case may be, and they done worked on jobs 20 and 30 years, but they never get to the point of getting out and, you know, just seeing other things and going other places and stuff. I tell my mom that. I was thinking about that earlier. Today, I was like, you know, you need to go places and doing stuff or whatever. Don't be sitting in the house all the time or whatever the case may be. Try to enjoy your life. Don't be working all the time. And with, even within me, that's what I have to tell myself. I know when my boys were younger and they was in the household and stuff as a single parent, I was telling my brother that earlier today. I used to work 2 and 3 jobs and go to school in order for my kids to have everything that they possibly needed. And most majority of the time, what they wanted, I wanted to take up the slack from when their dad was not there or whatever. So people don't realize those type of things. Like, if you have the opportunity when your kids are grown or whatever, and then you see feasible to it, why not just get out and try to enjoy yourself? Go places, see some things, go to the park, do some things, jump up and down. I don't know. Go have brunch. Just do some different things. Don't just sit back and wait till you're 67 or 70 and you just can't walk and you just can't talk or so forth, or you in a nursing home or assisted living and you got to be in there and you can only play bingo or scratch or whatever they do that they're in there or whatever. And the only place that you can go to is maybe going to church. Some people, that's the only place that they get dressed up to do is to go to church. When there's so much life out here, God has created so much life out here for us to be able to enjoy. Go to the zoo. I was looking at the zoo signs early, and I was like, oh, man, I wish it wasn't so late. I would go to the zoo today. I love looking at different animals. I like to read on different animals. I look at different animals on YouTube and so forth. And it's just something that you to advance yourself. Stop stunting your growth by things that you believe in. We got to get to the point of getting out of that. Life, there's so much life amongst us all, or whatever the case may be. Like, I want to go bungee jumping. Like, you know, like, maybe go to Jamaica and jump, you know, do the little bungee thing and drop off in the little lake and stuff like that. I said, you know, hey, you can always dream, but I think I stay on regular line, watch it, and watch somebody else do it. But, you know, just got to be able to try to do some other different stuff or whatever. Don't just continue to do the same thing over and over again because it sounds good and that's what everybody else in the family have done and so forth. Now, then when you get to the point that you have family members that comes up after you and they start doing something different and everybody in the family want to look down on them and say, oh, so-and-so doing this. I just can't believe it. They talk about you like a dog. I don't care what they say. I'm going to enjoy me. I'm going to do me. Damn a belief. I ain't going off of nobody else's belief. I'm going in what I feel like that I need to do. We get to the point of so caught up in that type of thing. When I was working in hospice and at the nursing homes and the hospitals and stuff, that's what all those elderly people, when I would see about them, that's the only thing they did. They had to watch the 5 o'clock news. We got to see what they got going on in the world, baby. That's the why a lot of them older women would say that. Some of the men, they believed in the point of looking at news and stuff like that. And I used to tell them all the time, hey, y'all need to stop watching this news. You're gonna drive yourself crazy. Look at something else or whatever. Look at Superman. Look at some cartoons. Like at night, when my body is not at settle or whatever, that's one of the things that I do that helps wind me down. I watch cartoons. I'll show, turn on some cartoons. Some of these cartoons is outrageous, but I go back to the older days and looking at some of that, and I go right on off to sleep. That's just like some type of therapy for me. Sometimes we have to get to the point of doing things out of the ordinary in order for us to grow. Even to the point of, I've heard people say, well, I'm going back to school. I'm going back to do this. I'm going back to do that or whatever. Just give me a little time. And then time never comes. Time comes, but it, you know, came and left. And you don't have time enough to do it then. Like, people don't realize those type of things. Like, if you have the opportunity to enjoy life, enjoy it today. If you know to the point that somebody has hurt you, and I know this is something totally different than the belief, or whatever, you don't have to do exactly what they did. You always should tell people you love them, or that you have love for them. You're not just saying just tell somebody you love them just because it sounds good. But, you know, tell them that you have love for them. Because I'm going to tell you something. It's rough out here, man. I'm telling you, it's rough out here. People could be here today and gone tomorrow. My mom was telling me that early in the week. You know, you have to enjoy life while you can, baby. Because, you know, time ain't promised to us. Like, I don't know. Like, some people really actually think that time is promised to them. Like, they're going to be here forever. Like, we all are going to deteriorate and die. Where our souls go, nobody knows. I swear this podcast sounds like a deja vu, something that I've talked about before. But anywho, you know, it's better to hear it the second time around than the first one, maybe. So with that being said, you just adjust to whatever that you have going on that's in life, and stop holding on to beliefs and thinking that that's going to keep it that way. A lot of people, even to the point of some people, hold on to the point of saying that he got to do certain way. This was another one. Friend of my mom, she used to say that too. About the point, girl, she'd tell us about the birds and the bees and what she used to do and stuff like that or whatever back in the day. And if you do it like this, sex-wise, she used to always tease us. Honey, you can't be having sex the same way because that man gonna go out and do something other else or whatever. That was one of them. The other one, other friend of mine, mom, she used to always talk about the point, no, you just do stuff the same way, honey. You just do it the same way. If that man love you, he'll just do it. He'll do whatever. Lo and behold, that man left her ass. And I'm not saying that it was a good thing that he did or whatever the case may be. We just have to get to the point that whatever that is going on with me or with that person that you with, you have to adjust to it. Everybody's not going to be the same when you get married. Meaning, like, married, when you have sex with that person and you decide you want to be with that person for the rest of your life, everybody's not going to be the same. People are going to change and do stuff different, so we have to adapt to it. Maybe that person don't like for you to do your hair that particular way. Maybe it's something else or whatever the case may be. It's just, we got to get to the point of adjusting to the environment and what's going on that's around us. Not holding on to stuff that doesn't make sense, that is not of us, that's taken away from us. I don't want to keep holding on to the point of doing something and it's been taken away from me. And it's taken away from me. It's stunned my growth. I can't go no further. And I'm not saying that everything has to be about growth. Some things could be just about be about development. Something. How are you going to be able to learn stuff if you keep holding on to things that you had going on? That you have been taught. That you have been taught. You've been holding on to that forever. Regardless of what the situation is, we got to get to the point of learning new things and adjusting to new things. Stop holding on to beliefs, y'all. There's more to life than just that. This is your girl, Mental Beauty, coming at you on a Sunday, October the 24th. Let's allow ourselves to let go of some of these beliefs. You know, if it's stunning your growth, let it go. Y'all have a good day.